You're listening to Benefit Talk, the leading resource for payroll, human resources, insurance, and retirement. Today's podcast is an introduction to healthcare captive plans. Now here's your host, Benefit Corp founder, Mark Peroni.
If you talk about getting into a health captive, why would you want to do something like that? Well, if you're on a fully insured plan, claims really don't matter. You can't control your costs. You're at the mercy of whatever that insurance carrier wants to give you when it comes renewal time. They'll look at how much claims they paid out and how much premium you paid in, and they come up with their own loss ratio on a fully insured side. And what that does is it makes you want to go ahead and say, oh, I don't know if I can afford a 20 or 30% increase. Maybe I need to look at a different insurance carrier. And then they have to jump from one plan to another. Now you're leaving that whole entire system and that whole entire plan. And you might have to go to a different carrier. Now there's another network of doctors and hospitals. Is my doctor on the plan? Okay, it's a new set of benefits. Does it cover this like it covered that before? So there's a lot of unknowns, and it really just drives employees crazy as far as trying to learn all this stuff. You almost need a degree in insurance these days to understand it. If you're on a self-funded plan, it's a little bit easier. The benefits that you set are set by the company. So that's a good thing. So if you trade out your self-funded plan, you're basically just changing out the reinsurance carrier if your premiums go up or down based off bad losses. Okay, now finding that reinsurance carrier off of bad losses based off just your group's experience, kind of difficult. You can still have those 20 to 30% increases, but there's no way to actually control it because if you're on a self-funded plan, now they're just looking at your own group itself. Why wouldn't you want to go ahead and look at a group with a lot of different business owners that's already there and participating? They have to accept you into our captive, and we underwrite that risk first to see if you're going to be a good, ideal person to come into the captive. And now once you're there, we're able to lower your insurance costs substantially by providing an extra layer of protection, $100,000 layer of protection. You do buy in on a collateral piece, and then you get that collateral piece back in 18 months, plus you get your dividend. Now, if you had bad losses, no dividend. If you had great claims experience, you can get up to 40% of what you actually paid on your reinsurance costs back to you. And that's why it's so important to do that. Now, there's a couple other things that are really, really important on why you want to be in a captive, especially the captive that I'm talking about. What happens is you get rid of networks of doctors and hospitals altogether. Right now, employees right now are trained that they have to stay in this network that the employer provided. If you're with Blue Cross, you have to stay with Blue Cross. If you go outside the network, oh, my deductible is way more expensive. My out-of-pocket costs are way more expensive. There's balance billing. There's all this stuff if you go out the network. Now, if you switch from Blue Cross to United, now you have that same problem. Is my doctor in there? Blah, blah, blah. With our captive, we got rid of that altogether. You can go see anybody you want. Go to any hospital, go to any outpatient surgery, go to any doctor you want to. We have cost measures in place called reference-based pricing. What it does is it gets out of this fraudulent game that is put together now with these insurance carriers. These insurance carriers like Blue Cross and United and Aetna, Cigna, all these carriers, what they do is they go into these hospital systems and these outpatient surgery centers and they negotiate a discount on what they would actually bill to the participant of the plan. And these discounts can range anywhere from 44% up to 50% of what bill charges are. Now, once those are over and done with and negotiations are over, and let's say Blue Cross gets a really good discount of 50% of what bill charges are, what the facilities and outpatient surgery centers do is they just increase their bill charges. And now you're paying off a percentage of something that was higher already. It is just absolutely ridiculous that they even get away with this. I've been doing the same thing for 22 years, and I see that this pricing model is not only fraudulent, that's out there. People don't actually know what things cost. They just know what their plan benefits are. They know what their deductible is, and they know how much they have to spend in their plan. But they really don't know what the price is to have a hip replacement or having a cancer clam or open heart surgery or anything like that. They have no idea, nor do they even ask. So we're changing that. We're changing that to make the buyer beware. It's still not going to affect them on their current benefits because they still have that same deductible that they had before and they still have the same out-of-pocket costs. But what happens is we're going to pay that claim differently. There's a set price for everything that's in our marketplace. Most people don't know that, that they can just actually look that up online right now. It's actually published out there. The federal government sets the price for everything, even an aspirin, right? It's called Medicare. Now, we don't pay just what off Medicare prices are. We actually increase that 120 to 150% of what Medicare is, and then we pay the claim within 30 days. Now, if I had hospital administrators from Presbyterian and from Baylor and from Medical City, and they were all in a room, and I said, listen, I'm going to give you a timely payment of 30 days, and I'm going to go ahead and pay whatever claim is done in your hospital system, whatever it might be, whatever Medicare is, which you're already taking Medicare for your 65 or older people, I'm just going to bump it up 140%. I'm going to pay you in 30 days. Would you take that? Not only would they would one hand go up in the room, but both of their hands would go up. They would take it all day long. Not only do I know that they would take it all day long, they do it in every state because I have companies that are in Wisconsin. I have companies that are in Louisiana and New Mexico and all over the country. So it doesn't matter where you're at, they're still accepting that same set price. So if they are accepting that same set price and they have been doing it for over 13 years, why is it not prevalent in our marketplace and why is people, employers specifically, not looking at this stuff? It's because it's not relatively sold through the large brokerage shops that they're with. They don't have these in place and they're not even offering it to them. One of the reasons why it's not being offered is that on this type of plan, everything is transparent down to the last penny. There's no commission built into these products. I get paid a flat fee for negotiating, being the quarterback, so to speak, to set up everything. And that's it. It's disclosed. There is nothing else that's in there. There's nothing built in. There's no squirrely deals. There's no tricky deals. There's nothing that's built into this other than every single penny you know where it's at. So not only can you save on the medical claims with reference-based pricing, there's another thing that you can save on, and that's prescription drug costs. Prescription drug costs is now 25 to 33% of the claims that are associated with any medical plan. A lot of people are on drugs these days, I guess. Well, those drugs are expensive. So what we have done is we have found a prescription benefit manager. They're called PBMs in my world. And these PBMs, it's an interesting world that they live in. They can go ahead and buy batches of drugs at a wholesale price. They can mark them off and resell them to you. And then they can go ahead and charge you a dispensing fee associated with that. With these drugs, when you buy them in bulk, there's all sorts of rebates that the manufacturer gives. So they go ahead and file rebates, and sometimes they keep them or share in those costs, and it doesn't go back down to the employer. All that changes on my medical captive plan. We actually just charge $4 every time a prescription is filled. That's it. You get exactly the same cost on a wholesale basis that comes right from the manufacturer, right to the end user ordering the drug. You get the exact cost of what that drug is. And it's discounted up to about 70% because everything is stripped out of there. So makes things way less expensive to be and charge a flat fee per prescription than it does to have anything else built into that model. Again, you know where every dollar is.